Still deferring, I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre not answering most of the questions about the discovery of classified documents at the president's home and the office of a think tank that bears his name. But one of the president's lawyers has issued a statement about the search for documents.
Richard Sauber, brought on last spring to deal with a range of expected GOP congressional investigations, claims attorneys were sent last Wednesday to the president's Delaware home. He said in a statement, the president's personal attorneys conducting the searches do not have active security clearances. So if they identified a document with a classified marking, they stopped and did not review it. Additional classified material was then found Thursday at the Biden home, which Sauber, who does have a security clearance, personally turned over to Justice Department officials accompanying him.
Fox's David Spunt reports the Wall Street Journal says the Justice Department considered sending FBI agents to the president's home to monitor that search for documents, but decided against it. The country is expected to reach its debt limit tomorrow. The White House wants Congress to increase it or suspend it without condition.
Congressional Republicans are threatening to hold the nation's full faith and credit, a mandate of the Constitution, hostage to their demands.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, but House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he wants to talk with the president about including cuts in federal spending.
And we know where we're sitting at, almost $32 trillion in debt. How could you do this to a future generation that in anything we do, why wouldn't we sit down and talk, especially with something as serious as debt?
A court hearing is scheduled in Quincy, Massachusetts today. Brian Walsh will be charged with the murder of his missing wife, Anna. She's not been seen since New Year's Eve. Prosecutors say they will share at the hearing some of the evidence they've collected against him. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Some government nutritional benefits increased during the pandemic are about to be rolled back a few weeks from now.
Monthly emergency payments that extended the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, since March of 2020 will be cut starting this March, when recipients will go back to the regular monthly SNAP payments and expected to lose an average of $90 per person per month. That after Congress ended the COVID-related benefit in the government spending bill that President Biden signed into law in December. Several other states have already ended the increased benefits, and SNAP households are now being urged to use the last month of aid to stock up on non-perishable foods. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
It'll be a tough day for thousands of tech workers. The Wall Street Journal reports Microsoft plans to start another round of layoffs as early as today. They could total as much as 5% of the company's workforce, or about 11,000 jobs, according to Sky News. This as Amazon begins cutting 18,000 jobs today amid concerns about inflation and world economic growth. SpaceX is planning to launch a new GPS satellite just over 4 hours from now.
SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket launching the Space Force's sixth third-generation navigation satellite into orbit from Complex 40 at Cape Canaveral in Florida. The satellite for the Space Force's Global Positioning System, built by Lockheed Martin, named Amelia Earhart after the trailblazing aviator. The Falcon 9's first stage booster will return to Earth and land on a drone ship in the Atlantic Ocean. Reps for Space Systems Command saying in a statement, the launch marks the 25th military code satellite introduced to our constellation, providing our satellite operators with highly capable and advanced technology to aid them in their mission. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
In tennis, defending champ Rafael Nadal has lost his second-round match in the Australian Open to Mackenzie McDonald. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.